And for the final segment today on Our Town, we did have an update that came in after we spoke with Chris Johnson regarding the OSAA. And so we brought in Sam Johnson on the phone to talk a little bit about what the new season is going to look like. Joining me by phone right now is Sam Johnson. He's our head football coach over at Siuslaw High School. And OSA yesterday came down with the new sports seasons. And Sam, what's your first take on it?
You know, I think the OSAA did a good job of allowing us all to have a season, pushing stuff back far enough that it allows our country and our state to kind of try to get a grasp on things and get our country get a vaccine and have our state kind of get a handle on all the COVID cases. And I mean, in the midst of a global pandemic, we've got a group of people looking out for us and looking out for the kids' best interests, getting them active and trying to allow them to play sports.
So I imagine the last 12 hours you've been pretty busy trying to weed through everything going on there. I know one of the things that they mentioned is that there might be some overlap. How will that affect your multi-sport athletes?
You know, the tough one for us is the head baseball coach is also our defensive line coach, and football goes 3 weeks into baseball season. And so that'll be something that Tom Shin and I have to sit down and kind of talk about and figure out how we're going to get our 15 athletes that are football players that also play baseball to be able to go to both practices and have him be at both practices. It opens up a challenge for us, but at the same time, I think Tom and I are both glad that we're going to have a season and that we'd much rather have an altered season than not have a season at all.
Yeah, I can kind of see players in pads maybe walking off to the side there and start swinging a bat, you know, during the practice.
It'd be a good look.
Yeah. So they haven't really come out with how postseason and stuff's going to work yet either, have they?
No. And in talking with some other high school coaches around the state, the consensus right now is that, you know, you worry about your 7 regular season games and let the OSAA kind of come up with that week 8. But the thought is that it would kind of be like the old, I mean, the hopeful thought would be that it would be like the old BCS style bowl games where there's a BCS national championship and then there are other meaningful bowls, which in high school it would be week 8 would be the number 1 versus number 2 team playing for a state championship. Number 3 plays number 4, and you kind of go down the list. And I mean, it ends it on a positive note for a lot of people. And at the end of the day, we're able to crown a state champion, which I think is really important, that there is a state champion representing each division each year.
Well, and I guess the thing, too, is that, the fortunate thing is that there is going to be some sort of a season, at least the way things are looking right now. Of course, you know, COVID-19 could throw a monkey wrench into all this. What have you got? What are you to do now from, say, now through December? What are the plans? I mean, obviously, I read something that there will be some opportunities for practicing and conditioning and stuff like that based on current guidelines.
Right. The OSAA said that we can practice as much as we want all the way up until the new year. But at the same time, right now, sports are shut down in our district, and so that'll be something that, you know, next week after Andy G and Chris Johnson have kind of had time to digest all of this, that maybe we'll reach out and see is it something where we can work out with 3 or 4 kids at a time, or is it something where we just need to do virtual coaching? And if that's the case, it's not really a big deal because we have so long and our kids are really good at working out by themselves. So, I mean, not a whole lot of sleep last night after the news came out. I was kind of just preparing myself to be able to meet with parents, kids, and coaches and give them kind of the rundown of what we're going to do from now until February when the first practice will start, and then from February until May when the season ends. And so we've got a lot of good stuff in store for the kids, and a lot of it I'm going to assume is going to be virtual because that's how school is going to start, it seems like. But we'll see how it goes. And, I mean, I'm just super excited that I get to be with the kids and we get to have a senior season for that special senior group we have.
And again, with school looking like it may be late October, early November before it starts, that might be some of the better opportunities to get together in groups is what you're thinking maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, if we can even get with the kids for the month of December or the month of November and December, if we can just get with them in person for a teeny bit of time, I think it would make a huge difference. But at the same time, I understand that I would much rather not get with them and our community stay safe than try to rush getting back to things because, one of our coaches says it, Coach Flynn, who's our offensive line coach, he always says we only need 9 days of practice because what we do is really simple, but we just make sure we execute it really well. And so if we have 9 days of practice before we play our first game, that's absolutely fine with our coaching staff and kids.
Well, and if things go well with the coronavirus things start dying down, so to speak, that maybe, you'll get a little bit more time in that if you get to work out maybe November and December.
Yeah, that would be really nice. We can get a handle on things and the coronavirus kind of slowed down. It would be awesome for us to get back together sooner, but February sounds good to me.
All right, Sam, thank you so much for dropping in this morning and giving us an update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that will conclude our Hour Town for this month of August. Thank you all for listening in. Appreciate it. We'll do this again next month with all new guests.